5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
We've still got the star of the show, Billy Brownless.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Now we're in trouble.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Yes, welcome to the Rush Hour. It is a Thursday, an ordinary day in Melbourne too. It's been wet and cold, but we're here to try and cheer you up wherever you are listening to this, because we've got another big show. I'm not sure how we're going to top the week that we've already had, Billy, but we're going to give it a crack.
Yes.
Because we are going to speak to a man who you would have thought played in the grand final, the way that he paraded around.
Oh,
he was in the rooms. He's been everywhere. Of course, he is a Melbourne best and fairest player. But Bernie Vince will join us for a chat. And of course, also, Billy, we're going to take some phoners and we're going to have a bit of a chat off the back of Joe Biden, just forgetting our Prime Minister's name, Scott Morrison.
Geez.
When did you forget someone's name that you probably shouldn't have, and some awkward encounters? So we'll take some calls and have a couple of chats about that. And of course, your joke as always, but you are the star of the show, Billy,
true.
And welcome again.
Thank you, Joey. Good on you. I'm just reading my phone. Guess what?
What have you got?
Puddin' Rockcliffe has just had a baby boy, and guess what he's named it? Hugh Billy Rockcliffe.
No.
Yes. Just how good's that?
After you?
After me.
He's a big fan
of
you.
Yeah, good on you, Pud. Well done there. G'day, Rebsy.
Mickey Roberts for Bob Jane Seamarts. What's the weather doing downstairs?
Oh, it's still pissing rain,
Oh, good on you, Robert. Hey, what about today's COVID cases?
Oh, yeah.
Up by 500.
That's correct.
Because of grand final parties, allegedly.
You reckon?
Yeah.
No, not already.
They're up by 500 days, something like 1,300.
Who had a grand final party?
Well, nobody did. Well,
everybody was
there.
At home in their lounge rooms watching it with their families, weren't they?
Up by 500, they reckon, because of that. And also, Victoria's just hit the 80% with first dose vaccine. So that's a good number. That's the number we're trying to hit. So
yep.
More
start.
But let's talk some footy, of course. Footy. The Western Bulldogs best and fairest. Who do you reckon wins that, Joey?
Stab in the dark. I'll say Marcus Bontempelli.
Oh, you're a star. He's won four now. Fourth club best and fairest. How old is he?
He's only 25.
25.
He's got another four in him.
Wow. Well, he's got to win another four to beat the most at the Western Bulldogs.
Who's got the most?
Scotty West. He won seven.
Seven?
Seven club best and fairest at the Western Bulldogs. Gary Dempsey won six. That's a lot of best and fairest.
Yeah. So do you think Marcus Bontempelli will go past Scott West or at least equal Scott West with seven?
He plays for another 7 years.
He'll play for seven or eight.
Oh, that's that Scotty West.
What about
good work, Adelaide.
Who do you reckon was second, Bill?
Jackson McRae.
He was.
Just gets a plenty of it.
So last 5 years for Jackson McRae, third, second, third, fourth and second.
Never won one.
Never won one. Hey, what? Some good players that never won B&Fs, Bill.
You?
That Jack McRae's record was a lot like my record at St Kilda. I was behind Riewoldt and Lenny Hayes. They won like nine between them.
Lenny.
It was pretty hard to beat Hayes and Riewoldt.
Yeah, true. Wonder how many. Who ran up second to Scotty West? That'd be interesting.
That would be interesting.
Who ran up second?
So Scotty West won seven, Gary Dempsey six, John Shilts won four, Norm Ware won four, and Teddy Whitten won five.
Hmm.
It's a lot of best and fairest amongst that lot.
There is. Libba came third in this one overnight. Bailey Dale, fourth, and Caleb Daniel,
you know,
fifth.
What I like? The Coach's Award. I like to see who wins the Coach's Award.
Oh, that's a bit of a...
Yeah. Tala Duray. Well done. Yeah, so that's a good one. Lockie Henderson has retired. He's had a good career, actually, over at three clubs and did well at the Cats. I remember him playing the VFL and you thought, geez, he's going to write this bloke. This is 2 or 3 years ago.
Yep.
They put him in and he did a really good job. So he has retired.
Great job.
What about the NRL Grand Final?
Yeah, so what's the latest there? Because
well,
we spoke the other day to Benny Dobbin from the Rush Hour Queenslander and we were concerned that it might have had to be moved to Townsville if there are any more cases. But what have they decided? And settled on?
Well, they've settled on 75% capacity of Suncorp there. So that means, as we speak...
So what's 75% of 52,000, Bill?
13,000.
You sure?
Yes. 13,000 is...
25%.
Yeah, 25%. Sorry. Well, 13,000 people, as we speak, Joey, right now are getting a phone call saying, sorry, you can't come.
Yep.
So that'd be annoying.
So I think the way they've done that, Bill, is the last... 13,000 to actually have bought tickets.
Last in.
So it's almost first in, best dressed, and that's probably the only fair way you could do it.
What about our friends from Argentina, Rabs? Our friends from Argentina, of course, got beaten last week against the mighty Aussies.
Yep.
And they went for a little health retreat visit to Byron Bay.
Well, they're meant to be in Queensland.
Yes. Went out of Queensland, did Argentina. Don't cry for me, bus just drove through that. and they went out of Queensland, spot on, Joe, down to Byron Bay to go to a health retreat.
Health retreat.
Pub on the piers. and six of them aren't allowed back in.
It's a good result for Australia. Exactly. So for the Wallabies, so they can't play this weekend in that
this
game
weekend.
Against Wallabies.
Exactly.
Good result.
Yeah, the IPL's on, actually.
Yes.
Oh, that started again pretty quickly.
Yeah, it did creep up on us a little
bit. Yeah.
But we've got to get ready for the T20 World Cup. That's on the far away, Rabsy.
October 17th.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Mm. Glenn Maxwell, he's actually hit his second 50, which is good. Any of the other Aussies?
Steve Smith wasn't that impressive, but 39 off 34 balls playing for Dally. Is he in our starting T20 side?
Oh.
Is he in our best team? T20?
He might be the one that just holds up an end. Mm. And you let Maxwell and those blokes go hard.
Yeah.
Speaking of cricket, Australia play India today. That started today in the women's.
It did indeed. The women elected to send India in and let them bat first, and they're doing pretty well, the Indians. So not a great start for the Aussies, but plenty of time in that test match. Hey, let's have a break, because after this, we want to chat to the man who put himself front and centre in that Melbourne Premiership win in Perth. It was Bernie Vince.
It's the Rush Hour with Joey and Billy on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We must have better radio.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with Lee Montagna and Billy Brownless.
On Saturday night, Melbourne was on top of the AFL world.
There it is! Melbourne break the drought! 57 years in the waiting!
Now we speak to a man who was instrumental to their success.
Well, I'm kind of a big deal over here.
All the blood, sweat and tears was finally worth it as he stood arm in arm with the team to sing the club song. Please welcome Bernie Vince.
Oh, what an introduction there. That is the best way. I was going to talk about his 100 games for Melbourne, his 2015 best and fairest.
Nothing.
He played a big part in this grand final win, the Premiership. Bernie Vince, before we get into that, though, you had the best seat in the house live at the ground. How great of a game was it from your perspective?
Oh, one of the great games. Obviously, I'm going to say that when the D's get up, but that spectacle, even just the build-up, the week over there, the people, geez, they love their footy over there in the West. And that ground, unbelievable ground. The corporate suites are unbelievable. You feel like you're sitting right on the ground no matter where you are at the ground. The bars, just being a new stadium, the bars are set up perfectly. And, the game, 100 points in 45 minutes, that was an entertaining finish. It could have gone either way. Like, you look back at the scores. If you missed the game, saw the scores, you're like, oh, that would have been a bit of a flop all over sort of half time. But halfway through that third quarter, when the bolt was up and firing, I thought, oh, no, don't get going now. But, geez, didn't they turn it around real quick?
Now, Bernie, fair dinkum. What a Nuffy. You are a fair dinkum Nuffy. You run a segment on Saturday Rub called Nuffy of the Year, and you are a late inclusion because we're calling you a inserter because you have inserted yourself into the Melbourne Premiership, and you were asked on the Saturday Rub about well, what will you do? And I don't know what you're asked. Actually, the trade-off.
Bernard, were Melbourne to greet the judges, what will you do after that?
Well, I'm on the door down there. I've got my name on the door.
Were you tears like Bill teared up in 2007?
No. I won't be in the bloody race doing the clapping like this and crying.
But you were. You inserted yourself into the team song after the game and you had a microphone, you were half pissed and carrying on like an absolute fool's head.
Hey, Bill, I was working, Bill. I was working, doing a live cross to the chief and Howie, who were doing the call out of Melbourne, and then all of a sudden, the boys came in and, they all came for me and they were thanking me for coming to the club. And I thought, well, bugger it, I'll get a good view of this. I'll get a good mic. I'll get it in here. I'll swing it around. And you're right, I'd had a few, but I drank responsibly. And I got it. Well, that's why you had a perfect vision of the song and great audio of the song because I was in there and amongst it.
He finished playing 3 years ago, by the way, at the Demons. He did play for Adelaide. He's a nuffy. We know that. Look at Bernie Vince. Where he's got the jumper on. He's got the... look at Bernie Dent.
That was the Sunday footy show and you were number one inserter because you got yourself in there.
Well, I think you're just filthy that you were the nuff of the year, Bill, in my segment.
No, because it's all been changed.
Oh, has it? Yeah, right. It's been changed. You've gone back through it, have you? Well, Lisa, what do you want me to do? I'll give you another version of you. After Geelong winning 07, what do you want me to do? Stand in the race and cry? Or do you want me to get in, get amongst it, have a few frothies and party?
Excellent.
I'm taking the second.
Cry.
Nah, the partying sounds good. The partying sounds good.
Oh, I can't talk.
That'll do.
So, this is the best thing that's ever happened.
Best thing that's ever happened.
And the team.
Bill. Oh, Bill. Actually, that's
you had a question, Joe.
Hey, Bern, tell us then about the partying. How much of it did you get the party with the players? And from your perspective, who was best on ground in the after party?
Yeah, I did. I spent the rest of that night into the early hours Saturday night. Then we caught up at the Cottesloe on the Sunday at about lunchtime. And that went pretty late as well the next day. But you could throw in the mix James Harms, probably three votes for Harmsy. Unbelievable. Ooh, he was on fire.
Good.
Michael Hibbard, Stephen May, and a little smoky that you probably wouldn't have heard too much about off field. Luke Jackson there.
Yeah.
He's got some moves for a big bloke. Very funny, entertainer, takes off some dances, and he's got the moves, Bill. He's not like us. He can actually dance.
Did he have his teeth in or out?
Well, that's the thing. That's what he can add to when he's dancing. He just pops them out a little bit. He pokes his tongue out and takes them out, whacks them back in. So, very entertaining. And your mate, Jim. Jeez, wasn't he? Speaking of nuffies, now he's a late charger as well for that segment.
Tell us, what did Jim? We saw him in the rooms with his mate from Morris Jones, but what else did Jim get up to?
Well, I wondered how that bloke from Morris Jones got in the rooms. Maybe it was because he was following Jim.
The hanger-oners
around him. But he was, Jim, he was, wasn't he just strutting around going, my nephew sort of played in it and played pretty well. He was in the rooms after the game. He met up with us after. That night. And then on the Sunday, one of the first to arrive, James Brayshaw. No. You know how he got the thongs on and you know that strut, that slow strut he's got? Yeah, walked in. And don't worry about Goody up on Gorney's shoulders. That right there waiting was Jim. He wanted to get that. We lift him up. Oh. We did lift him up in the end, but he was ready. He wanted to. Don't worry about that.
Very good. Hey, and Bern, of course, after 3 days of partying, you being the ultra professional that you are, you would have gone back to work on Monday onto the rush hour straight away. How did that go? We'll just take a listen to the audio.
Things are all happening, and one man just flew in. Just flew in from Perth. Good afternoon, Bernie Vince, and welcome to you.
G'day, boys. As you can tell. I've lost the voice a little bit, but
at least you did turn up. Well done, Bern. I'm pleased.
Did.
Yeah, well done. You're fronted.
I was thinking when we sort of rolled in and I woke up on the floor in my hotel room, I thought,
couldn't find the bed. Nowhere.
Well, I thought to myself, maybe I've fallen out of the bed, but I was too far from the bed.
Your problem when you have a few and you're in a different hotel room and you use the cupboard as the dunny.
That didn't happen, luckily. Right, but right. I've been known to do that of late, Bill. As you keep bringing up every time I speak to you.
Very good.
He pisses in the cupboard.
Yeah, does he?
He's got a bad
habit.
Home.
He's got
at
a bad
home.
Habit of that.
His wife told him. Even
cupboard,
at home.
Curtains.
Anyway. And, of course, Bernie, you would have made sure with all the cashies that you got in the lead up to the grand final, I'm sure you've declared how much you earned to your wife, Abby, and also to the ATO. Make sure you declare them because you've got to make sure with those cashies.
Just wait up one sec. Abby's just there. I'll walk around the corner. Of course, I told Abby about it all. Yeah, and I'll pay my taxes. Don't worry about that. Don't you, Billy?
Yes, you've got to.
Yeah, I guess.
I've never seen a man more dirty these last 2 years than Billy, missing out on a lot of cashies in these last two
grand finals.
I'll tell you what,
you give the Dale 500 and just say, I made 1,000. I'll split 50-50. That's all.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I told her, Bill. So, so there were a few people were asking about you. Mouse was asking about you.
That rodent. How is the rodent, all right? I saw you in the car with him. He drives on the steering wheel.
Hey, I couldn't
believe
what
else do you drive with? No, but he's right on the steering wheel. He's that small.
his head sits in front of the steering wheel somehow. I don't know. It's like he's resting his chest on the steering wheel. I was, geez, you got some room in the back here, Mouse. But yeah, now a lot of people were asking about you, Bill, where you were and that.
No, I was just here. Well, we'll shut down, lockdown here. It was great.
Yeah, all two of them.
very good, Bernie. Hey, appreciate your time, mate. Well done. And you were there to witness history and you enjoyed it, certainly. But you also are an instrumental part of that Melbourne success. When you got to the club, it started to turn the culture. Well done, mates. And thanks for joining us.
Very kind, Joey. Thanks for bringing that up finally. I was waiting for that question. Come on.
See you, Smack. You can listen to The Rush Hour with Bernie, Jars, and Bluey on the Listener app anytime, anywhere. It's Bluey. The Rush Hour with Joey and Billy.
Yeah.
Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Hey, Jimmy boy, plenty of sport. I've got different all sports of sport. Thanks, sir. Good friend.
What
was that? On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with...
The Difference, Lee Montagna.
And Billy Brownless.
Yes, and time now to go to the Rush Hour family. Joey, we love this, where we can talk to the people out there. And we have a little question here, Joe. On the back of our good friend, I suppose, the American president, Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's still with us, isn't he? Yep, he is. And, of course, he forgot poor old Scott Morrison, our prime minister. He forgot his name. Come on, Joe, you're better than that. Let's have a listen.
I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal.
Scott Morrison's his name. So, hence, we've come up with a magnificent topic.
Yep.
When did you forget someone's name you shouldn't have had?
Yeah, well, shouldn't have had. Yeah, that's close enough.
Shouldn't have had.
There you go. There you go tonight. Well, you'd think we just got a couple that we found in the archives, and the one that stood out to me that I remember, Bill. You think if you had a medal named after yourself, and you were presenting that medal, you think it'd be pretty hard to stuff it up, wouldn't you?
You would.
Well, let's take a listen to Michael Tuck presenting his own medal, the Michael Tuck Medal for the best on ground in the pre-season grand final.
Welcome to the podium, former Hawthorn champion and AFL Games record holder Michael Tuck, to present the medal named in his honour to the player adjudged best on ground.
Good evening. The winner of the Normsmith medal is Brendan Favava.
Oh,
that's one of the funniest.
Come on, Tucky.
Your own medal and you call it the Normsmith medal. Come on, Tucky.
I wonder if he had a bit of paper written down. The Michael Tuck medal or something.
Did he get a couple of concussions? Or did he?
Oh, Tucky, he was pretty hard at it. Coached us down at Geelong in the reserves. We called him Humphrey because he never used to say anything. when we're talking about when you forgot someone's name.
Yeah.
The great Sandy Roberts. Now, I love Sandy Roberts.
He's the very best.
He's the best at it. He's been around for a long time at Seven, of course. I worked with him at SEN. He's a great fella. Still is, by the way. But when he forgot Miss Australia's name, her name is Leanne Dick. Right. Okay? Yeah. And poor old Sandy went with this.
Miss Australia with us in Leanne Cock. Leanne Dick, I should say. And Leanne, it's going to be very interesting.
And if you see the vision, there's a bloke, the cameraman, because it was at the Warrnambool Cup or somewhere. Mount Gambier Cup. Yeah. And he's got it on his shoulder, but he's giggling that much. The camera's going up and down. Come on, Sandy.
Oh, very good. We've got one more because, Bill, some people sort of think it's endearing that you call everyone cocko and knackers and what else do you call it?
Floss.
And
smack.
Smack. You're smack and you're cocko.
But really, the real truth is you do that because you don't know anyone's names, do you? Well, so you sort of come across that you're all endearing, nicknaming people, but you don't know anyone's name.
I do forget.
So it's a habit that you've got into. But certainly you can't do it, though. When you've got big name guests on your show, you can't be introducing them like that, can you?
We've got a Stormer coming in very shortly.
Stormer.
What's his name again? Oh, Knackers Earl.
Knackers Earl.
Knackers Earl.
What is he? Sandor.
Is he still with the Storm?
No,
I don't think so. No.
There you go.
He would have been driving in. This thing to
stop. Actually, he didn't hit in front for that interview that day. But we do have some guests on the line, Joey, here. Of course, 133353, ring now. That'll be good. And we have Chris. G'day, Chris. When did you forget someone's name when you shouldn't have?
Hey, lads. I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
And I've had a few student teachers over the years, but one that rings a bell that was, I introduced her to the class as Adrian, and her name was Julian.
Ooh, poor old Adrian. It would be hard to try and remember all the kids' names, I reckon, Chrissy.
Yeah, no, the kids, I'm not too bad with this. It's normally when you have student teachers come in and out, you tend to forget their names a little bit.
Do you still do the roll call in the mornings?
Yeah, every day.
Every day?
Even in remote learning, yeah.
Oh, good work. Well done.
There you go. Hey, next on the line, we have Lee from joining us from Tassie. G'day, Lee.
Down, buddy.
Yeah, good.
Austin's Ferry. That's nice down there. Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, mate. Sunshine and rain and windy. No.
4 degrees.
Yeah, 4 degrees. And I got, yeah, that's about it.
Have you, what have you forgotten someone's name that you probably shouldn't have?
Well, my daughter's grand final a few weeks ago, actually. Yeah.
Not your daughter's
Not
name.
Not your daughter.
I didn't forget about my daughter's name, no, but, they had their grand final and won, so I was the coach, so I had to pop up and present their medals. And I thought, oh, they got two captains in the team, co-captains. Yeah. So I thought, I'll leave them to last. And I was calling through the girls' names, just winging it a bit. And there was this one girl I kept looking at, and I just couldn't remember her name for the life of me.
Oh, no.
And so I got to the last three, and I thought, I really want to leave the captains last, but I can't think of a name. So I called one of the captains out, and then there was two left. And I thought, oh, no. Yeah. So I said to the organisers of the football competition away from the microphone, I said, what's her name?
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, he told me the name of her. And I'm like, oh, thanks for that.
That's lucky. How long did you call her the Knackers?
Yeah.
Well, I could have just called. There was a couple I'd
probably
forgotten.
Not.
I just called them their nicknames. So I sort of covered that, but I just couldn't remember anything about her.
Yeah. It can happen. It can happen. Oh.
I was going to call her Knackers, was he?
Well, Charlie. I can't remember. Yes, we're just saying that's your nickname. That's what you name people if you don't know their names.
You've done this too. We've all done it.
This has happened to me. Yeah. This actually happened at a wedding with the bride's father. And I'm pretty ordinary with names too. Yeah. So I said to my wife, Erin, in the car, what's the bride's dad's name again? She said, it's Peter. I said, yeah. Beautiful. Well, as we walk into the wedding, the first person we see was the dad. Shook his hand real confidently. Yeah. G'day, Peter. Had a look around, blank looks. Erin stitched me up. She deliberately did it. His name was Brian, and I called him Peter. Like, looked him straight in the eye. Oh, that was a good little stitch up.
Well done, Ez. Yeah, I like that.
Yep, she caught me out.
Oh, we got Robbie there in Sydney. G'day, Robbie.
G'day, Bill. G'day, Wombat. G'day, Rabs.
Wombat. How's Sydney today, mate? Give us, what's the temperature up there?
Look, we had a nice day, but the wind's come over. It looked like we'll get a bit of rain this afternoon, unfortunately.
Oh, all sucked in. Anyway, what do you got for us, Robbie?
I was early in my teaching career. It was my first year as a teacher, and my supervisor came over and said, "Oh, have you got any uni friends who need casual work?" And I thought, "Oh, yeah, I do actually. She's really nice. She's a really good teacher." Yeah. Blah blah blah. Went on, and they went, "Oh, well, what's her name?" And I went completely blank. And for the rest of the day, I couldn't remember it. I could remember nickname, but I thought, that's not too professional.
Oh, nothing worse. Nothing worse.
I didn't even remember her search for to send contact details either. So it was unfortunately, she didn't get a run.
Well done, Robbie. Thanks. We've all done that. It's nothing worse, is it?
It's shocking. Hey, last one on the phones. We've got David. G'day, David.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, where are you from, Dave?
I'm from Hemmenville up in Sydney.
Oh. Another Sydney side.
Do you listen to us on The Listener?
I do, yeah. Download the podcast every day. Been doing so for about 8 years.
Good on you. You like it? You like the show?
I love it.
Keep listening to it for 8 years.
To it every day.
The jokes are good?
Mate, your jokes are awesome. We tell them all the time.
Oh, see, Joe? See, you don't laugh at them, but
no,
everyone else does.
I want to laugh at them. I just wish some of them were funny.
Not the Baghdad.
The Baghdad. Dad Dab was good or whatever it was.
Yeah, no, that one was ordinary, Bill.
Yeah. So, David, what's your story when you've forgotten someone's name that you probably shouldn't have?
Yeah, well, I'm a minister in a church in Sydney, and I was doing a wedding one day, and the groom was a dead set doppelganger for a guy that I knew in the church that I grew up with. And I got to that point in the service where I said to the bride, you know, will you take Nathan to be your husband, to have and to hold, so on and so forth.
Oh, no.
And at the end of the question, she just looks at me devastated and said, no, that's my dad.
Oh. You married her to a dad.
Yeah, well, I tried to, but she wasn't keen on that.
Oh, no. Oh, I feel Tassie. Hey, well, that's good. No wonder poor old Dave didn't like the Baghdad one. Yeah, he's a minister, so sorry about that, Dave. Hey, good ones there. What do you like, Joey? Because
yeah, we've got two prizes to give
very
away.
Very good prizes.
I think David, that's the good one, the minister there, and he's a big loyal listener to the show, so David can get a prize.
Yeah, David, you can get a $50 grilled voucher, or we can send you a dozen TaylorMade TP5 golf balls.
I'd love the grilled voucher, please. That's great. Thank you.
Good on you, mate. Keep listening up there in Sydney. And I like Lee over there who couldn't remember. Well, he is announcing all the girls. It's pretty hard when you've got the whole footy team, but he just forgot one of the co-captains. So well done, Lee. You have won.
A dozen tailor-made TP5 golf balls.
Well done.
Done well.
Yeah, you have, mate. Good on you. He's excited.
Wow. Have to brush off the old sticks.
Yeah, get them out. We're allowed to play again, Danny. Very all good. Right. Yeah, we are.
Let's just have a chat there.
That's it. Plenty more to come, Rabs.
Yes, there is, including Bill's joke. It's got to be better than yesterday, surely.
Surely.
Yesterday was good.
Shocking.
Do you read the remarks? Or whatever you call it. Whatever the people send in, say how good it is. It's very nice.
What are they called?
They're called requests or something. Ethan? What are they called? Is that it?
They're called comments, Bill. It's really not that hard to think about. It's a rush hour.
Out there with the office shoulder number. How are we?
Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Lee Montagna, Billy Brownless.
I got asthma.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour on tomorrow's show. Yes. The star of DSL, Emma Friedman, is going to join us.
She is a star, Joey.
She's
isn't
a beauty.
She?
Absolute beauty. Yep.
Good host, holds it together, and she might have a couple of winners for us.
Yes, for the weekend. And it's back, Bill. Brag Artist of the Week.
So you get on the line and you pump yourself up because no one else does. So you get it off your chest and you say, oh, I saved someone last week or I did this or whatever. Whatever you want to do. I got in the rooms after the grand final. about yourself. Yeah.
And we've also got to have an idiot file.
Beautiful. Hey, speaking of bragging about yourself, do you mind if I just read out this email we just got sent through?
No.
Just a couple of minutes ago?
No, we've got a joke. Don't worry.
No, I got one. Can I quickly read it? Trent from Trentham just wrote this in.
From where was it?
Trent from Trentham.
Was it?
It's quite funny, isn't it? That's his name. That's where it's come from. He said, Joey, loving your work as co-host, you should replace that Flog Brayshaw full time.
That's good.
He said, can I also just hear again Billy Brownless's question to Bernie Vince?
You were asked on the Saturday Rub about, what will you do and, I don't know what you were asked. Actually, the trade off.
Seriously, Bill. What do you rate this show today out of 10? What have you given it?
It's been one of me better ones.
Please.
Joey, when you do that, right, you got to do a bit more background. You got to see what the question was. It's just, you got to learn from Dodos.
Right.
Like myself. Yeah. All right.
I'm learning plenty.
So, you'll learn a lot and how to tell a good joke.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Tell you what, Joey, I've been telling that good of jokes at work. I actually had to go and talk to HR the other day. That's how well they're going.
What's that even mean?
Well, I got in a bit of trouble. So I had to. Come on, Rabs. Now I got one.
Well, that's why you left Channel 9.
Is that for the bad day?
No, don't say that, Rabs. I left before I actually was asked to leave. There you go. Glass coffins. Will they be popular? Remains to be seen.
Man, I know you've been doing this show for a while, but you are scraping the barrel for
these
jokes.
If anyone's got any good jokes, where do they send them,
please?
You know, social media, apparently.
Send them to Telegram. I'm in.
Triple M Rush Hour on Facebook and Instagram is probably the easiest one.
Yeah, because you need some.
Need some good ones because we're just there. We're a bit down the bottom. We're scraping it. I like that too. Ooh, I did that.